KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Two men from Union County were arrested late last night on drug charges. Creston police today report 22-year-old Danny Altino Guzman and 19-year-old Norseski Philandra Rivers Jr., both of Creston, were taken into custody at around 10:20 p.m. Guzman and Rivers Jr. face a charge of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana under 50 kilograms. That's less than 110 pounds at the most. The exact amount was not specified, though, in the report. They were also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, all three of which are felony charges. Guzman faces an additional charge of interference with official acts, and both men were being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond each. Elsewhere in state news, a county official has disclosed the name of a road worker killed in a fall in southeast Iowa's Des Moines County. The man had been pulling up road signs Monday morning for the county roads department. County Sheriff Mike Johnstone said the man fell from a moving truck and struck his head about a mile and a half south of Yarmouth, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. County engineer Brian Carter mentioned the man's name during Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. He was identified as 46-year-old Neil Bruss, who lived in Stockport. Officials say Bruss was a subcontractor for the roads department. Public Safety Commissioner Roxanne Ryan is appointing her top aide to be the new chief of the Iowa State Patrol. Ryan announced Thursday that her executive officer, Jeff Ritzman, will be the patrol's next colonel, effective immediately. He replaces Michael Van Berkum, whose retirement takes effect today. Ryan said in a note to troopers that Ritzman is the right person for the job at this point in time. She says Ritzman's experience makes him uniquely qualified to address challenges in law enforcement and lead the force during a time of tight budgets. Ritzman joined the Department of Public Safety as a trooper in 1982 and has served in several roles, including Homeland Security Coordinator in the Intelligence Gathering Fusion Center. Ryan also announced that she was appointing Lieutenant Randy Olmsted to replace Ritzman as executive officer. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says the Libertarian Party has obtained official party political party status in Iowa. Pate says the status began effective Wednesday after the state election officials determined the party's presidential nominee, Gary Johnson, received 59,186 votes, or 3.8% of the vote in the November 2016 general election. That surpassed the 2% threshold required by Iowa law to obtain official party political party status. The new status gives the Libertarian Party the ability to participate in primary elections in 2018. Libertarian will be included as an option for Iowa residents on voter registration forms. The last time a third party gained political party status in Iowa was in 2000, when Green Party nominee Ralph Nader received 2.2% of the votes that were cast for president. An Iowa state lawmaker says he didn't mean to mislead anyone by claiming he had a business degree from a company that had actually awarded him a certificate for participating in a training program where he worked at Sizzler. State Senator Mark Shelgren's biography on an Iowa Senate Republican website had noted that he had a business management degree from Forbco Management School. The information was removed Wednesday after NBC News reported Forbco Management is a California company that operated a Sizzler franchise. Iowa Senate Republican spokesman Ed Failer confirmed Thursday that Shelgren's biography was updated after that NBC report. He said Shelgren doesn't have a college degree, but Shelgren later said he earned an associate's degree from a community college. Well, a state audit shows that a former employee of the Iowa Veterans Home is blamed for the disappearance of hundreds of dollars in popcorn sales. Angie Snyder resigned from the IVH in July of last year, shortly after being placed on administrative leave, when it was discovered money from popcorn sales had not been deposited for nearly 2.5 years. State Auditor Mary Mosman said Snyder failed to keep any records of the deposits she claimed she made.
Our report identified an estimated $1,800 of popcorn sales, which were not properly deposited during this former administrative assistant's employment.
The $1,800 estimate is based on previous sales prior to Snyder's appointment to the job in October of 2014. Bozeman said it's possible even more money in gifts went missing during Snyder's time at the Iowa Veterans Home.
A number of the other collections and donations, such as gift cards and phone cards and other things like stamps, these were not properly safeguarded and were therefore susceptible to loss. And because sufficient records were not available, it was not possible to determine if these types of items were handled improperly for personal purposes.
The auditor's report has been shared with Marshalltown Police, the Iowa DCI, the Marshall County Attorney's Office, and the Iowa Attorney General's Office. The Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown has roughly 565 residents and 965 employees, according to the IVH website. A bill to ban most abortions in Iowa after the 20th week of pregnancy cleared a Senate committee Thursday afternoon. Senator Mark Costello, a Republican from Imogene, says,
I do think that we can save lives with this, and I think we've tried to make some accommodations to make it a little easier for everyone.
Senator Mark Shelgren, a Republican from Ottumwa, led the effort that adjusted the bill so abortions after the 20th week could be performed if a catastrophic abnormality is discovered in the fetus.
We did listen. We tried to understand what the concerns were.
Six Republicans and three Democrats on the Senate Human Resources Committee voted to make the bill eligible for a debate in the full Senate. Three Democrats voted against the bill. Senator Joe Bolcom of Iowa City said politicians are the last people who should stick their nose into these kinds of health care decisions.
It's better that each family make their own decision rather than letting politicians interfere.
A separate personhood proposal that abortion opponents were vigorously lobbying for did not survive the legislature's deadline for action. Critics say that bill eventually could have outlawed most abortions in Iowa and might have led to a federal court case challenging the Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion. Governor Terry Branstad said he's pleased to see an overhaul of the state workers' compensation system advancing through the legislature. Branstad said the system is out of whack due to new regulations and recent court rulings.
What they've done is taken the original concept of workers' comp, which is instead of fighting over who's at fault, compensate the worker and try to help them so they can get back to work as quickly as possible, to making it kind of a, in some cases, almost kind of a long-term disability thing.
Republicans on committees in both the Iowa House and Senate approved the overhaul Thursday afternoon. Democrats on the committee voted against it.
To my fellow senators around this table, pause and think about what message we are sending to our workforce today.
Democratic Senator Nate Bolton, a lawyer from Des Moines who has represented injured workers, Bolton said the bill is an unforgivable attack on Iowa workers in both private sector and government jobs.
And if we pass this in its current form, we are going to be truly dismantling a system that is designed to protect Iowa workers who suffer disabling injuries at their workplace.
The bill would take steps to reduce potential compensation for repetitive motion injuries as well as injuries tied to pre-existing conditions. It would also cut off workers' comp checks when an employee reaches the age of 67. Iowa business groups say the system has gotten out of balance and the bill will help address significant premium hikes. Representative Peter County, a Republican from West Des Moines, says those concerns need to be addressed.
If someone gets injured at work, they deserve to be compensated, and this bill allows that to happen, absolutely. But the fact of the matter is, there has been abuse in the system. It cannot be denied.
The hearing will be held at 6 p.m. Monday at the State House to give the public a chance to comment. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.